evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines of Friday, 10th June 2022. Top stories for today: Malaysia agrees to end the mandatory death penalty in a move cautiously welcomed by rights groups as a rare progressive step on the issue for the country. De facto Law Minister Dato Sri Wan Junaidi Tunku Jaafar earlier today announced that the mandatory death sentences for serious crimes would be replaced by alternative punishments at the discretion of the courts. Wan Junaidi confirmed that the Cabinet has agreed for relevant laws to be amended and for further research to be carried out on alternative sentences for a number of crimes that carry the death penalty, including drug offences. Capital A Group CEO Tan Sri Tony Fernandez said in a statement today that they have paid back nearly everyone, as the company finalised over 99% of all customer queries and will work towards settling the final 0.8%. According to the statement, within the coming months, Air Asia X and Thai Air Asia X also have firm plans in place to compensate all guests affected by the unexpected flight disruptions over the past 2 years due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Malaysia recorded a total of 1,887 new COVID-19 cases as of midnight Thursday. According to the ministry's COVID Now portal, another 3 new deaths were reported, with 2 classified as being brought in dead. Meanwhile, there were 1,399 new recoveries recorded. Currently, there are 22,074 active cases. On the international front, prosecutors of the trial in the downing of a Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 in 2014 failed to prove a Russian-made missile brought down the jet airliner, a Dutch lawyer for a Russian suspect said. Sabine ten Dorset, who made her closing arguments as the case wrapped up on Thursday, told judges that there were holes in the prosecutor's case as they were too focused on proving Moscow-backed separatists in Ukraine used a Russian-supplied BUK missile. And Brazil police found traces of blood on the boat of a suspect arrested in connection with the disappearance of a British journalist, Dom Phillips, and a Brazilian indigenous expert, Bruno Pereira, in the Amazon, as calls grew for officials to intensify the search. Authorities said the material collected is on its way to Manaus for expert analysis, together with images of investigators taking photos of what appeared to be a small bloodstain on a blue top inside a motorboat with peeling paint. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.